the sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry originally started out as a segment where we would send Ian out to random laundromats to try to meet up with people that were just there, total strangers, to get them to reveal their secrets, their dirty laundry, if you will. But he has found one particular laundromat that has been just a goldmine because it is a bar laundromat combination in a really dicey part of town. And this is just your go-to, right? Like, why even try anywhere else if you know that you're going to get great stories every time you go here?
You know, I've made some valiant attempts in the past to, you know, try to expand into other laundromats. It's just I can't not walk out of that place without an amazing story from someone.
Don't fix what's not broken, man.
Exactly.
It's fine the way it is.
Exactly. I will continue to go to this dingy cash-only bar laundromat and meet these wonderful East LA gang members, prostitutes, methamphetamine addicts like we have today.
Oh, good. Meth addict. Wonderful.
Yes.
Meth is such a wonderful drug. It doesn't make you a creepy weirdo at all.
Who's going to squat in a nice residential neighborhood next to a new family.
That would never happen.
That would never happen. That would never happen.
Multiple times because of meth. this is not about squatting though. This is about love.
This is about love. Now, this is a gentleman I met over there. He's very, very nice. Mm-hmm. A little bit older. I'm going to say in his late 50s, but the meth makes him look like he's in his mid 70s. He is missing his front teeth.
Super.
And he told me about a particular story about how he went back to a house one night to go do some methamphetamine, and things just kind of went from there.
Dirty laundry.
How's the laundry going today, my friend?
It's dirty, and we got to get it cleaned up here.
I've told you, the segment is called Dirty Laundry. Just tell me something you've never told anybody before. You were telling me about a time you were at a house and maybe there were some drugs involved. Now, what kind of drug are we talking here?
Meth. That's my preferred.
When was the last time you did some meth?
Probably about a couple hours ago, probably.
You were doing some meth, and you were at a house? What's the story, man?
Well, I got left there, and the people, I didn't even really know them that well, and I was there about 15 minutes, and they started, like, doing it in the living room there, right in front of me. And
was this just two other people, or how many people were in the living room?
There's just the three of us. And that's the first time and only time I've got into something like that, but I loved it. He was from, and she told me to come over and, you know, join in right there, and I liked it.
Did you and this particular gentleman ever lock eyes during that?
No. And I see that girl around every once in a while, but I haven't seen the guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cute was she?
Back in the day then, I'd give her a 8 or a 9.
Any weird tattoos or anything like that on her?
I think she had a butterfly just above her tailbone, mm-hmm. but right there. Mm-hmm.
So she had a butterfly lower back tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know that's called a tramp stamp, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, was that like a marathon session? Did that three-way go on for like 6 hours, or was it a fairly quick experience?
No, it went on for a while. It went on most of the night, actually.
Say you were presented with that same situation again. Would you do it?
I'd definitely do it. I'd recommend it for anybody. I'd like to even do it with more, you know, even.
Wait, with more? Okay, what's the most amount of people you would have sex with at one time?
I haven't really thought of it. Probably 7. No, you got to have more. Well, 7's, I'd throw it off a little bit. 7's an odd number, so somebody's going to have to be a roamer. You know what I'm saying?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.